may be seated. God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So glad to be here tonight with you, saints. And thank you for the invitation, Brother Nelson. I invited him so many times, and I said, Lord, Brother Nelson, come and minister to us. I thought he was ignoring me. And he said, come and preach first. And then I will come. Amen. Amen. So after this he will come and minister. Glory to God. Amen. So glad to see Brother Martin Tombi tonight and Brother Garcia. Amen. It's really good to be here in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. How many believes the Holy Ghost is here tonight? Amen. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Father and the Spirit of Jesus Christ is the Holy Ghost now here. Amen. Hallelujah. He is with you and He is in you doing the same works. Amen. That was in Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Amen. I'm getting so excited tonight. He is here. Amen. He will do miracles tonight. When the Holy Ghost is there, hallelujah, all things are possible. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad when he said the Holy Ghost is our leader. It's not Brother Martin Tombi is the leader. It's not Brother Edison. It's not Brother Nelson. It's not Brother Garcia. God sent the Holy Ghost. He is our leader. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why every time they ask me now in Petrolia, said, are you the pastor here? And I tell the people, I'm not the pastor. I'm the assistant pastor. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is the great shepherd. He is the pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. When He is revealed, hallelujah, He will touch your souls. If the man is the pastor, hallelujah, you'll fail. He'll fail you. But if the Holy Ghost is your pastor, He will provide all your needs. Amen. Hallelujah. And He called us out, like just like Egypt, when God called Israelites out of Egypt. And His purpose, He called them so they will dwell under the wings of the cherubims. What is that, brothers and sisters? Under the wings is the presence of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. That is the purpose. What is a cherubim? Covering the presence of God. Seraphims are next to cherubims, is that right?
Yeah.
Seraphims are angels with six wings.
Yeah.
And Brother Branham said, those seraphims represent the highest form of holiness in the church.
Yeah.
Because He sent seraphims to touch His children.
Yeah.
When He sent that seraphim and touched the prophet Isaiah, he was changed, he was cleansed, and he was ready. He was full of fire and power. And he was changed. Glory to Jesus. And now we are in that highest. There is higher than seraphim. That is the cherubim. What is that, brothers and sisters? The wings of the presence of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory. Amen. Glory to God. Brother Nelson was talking about what is the deep things. The deepest thing is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I can preach to you thunders. Hallelujah. Parousia.
Yeah.
All these things.
Yeah.
All the nine interpretations Brother Branham talk about.
Yeah.
Changing of soul.
Yeah.
But the deepest thing is receiving the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Because
moment the Holy Ghost comes, it's the seal. Amen. It's the life of Jesus Christ in you. Amen. It's the comforter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost comes, it will change your life from a prostitute. Amen. Into the hallelujah position of an angelic being in the presence of God. Oh, glory to Jesus. He will change you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah 53, I should say. Amen. From verse 1. How many loves to read this chapter?
Amen.
Brother Branham said, when Isaiah 53 is revealed to you,
yes,
Satan, he's powerless.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah.
Amen.
You love him tonight.
Amen.
Satan is powerless because this scripture, God revealed it to you.
You're worthy, Lord.
Amen. Let us read from verse 1. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is our, as the arms of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form, hallelujah, nor comeliness. And when he shall see him, when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised. Hallelujah. And we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Hallelujah. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God. Amen. And afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. And he was bruised for our iniquities. Glory! Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. All we like sheep has gone astray. We shall turn everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is bought as a lamb to the slaughter. Glory! And as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth, hallelujah, not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who, hallelujah, who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgressions of my people was stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasures of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
Amen.
He shall see of the travail, amen, hallelujah, of his soul,
amen,
and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many.
Amen,
amen. Hallelujah. For he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide, amen, the spoil with the strong, because he had poured out his soul. Amen. He has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Aggressors. May the Lord add his blessing for the reading of his word. You may be seated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah 53. Now we know, hallelujah, hallelujah, this talks about the Lord Jesus, who is the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. He was Jehovah made flesh. Because God, in His being a spirit, He could not die. So God formed a body in a womb of a virgin, and God manifested Himself in that body. Hallelujah. Because being a spirit, He could not die. So He became man. And His purpose, hallelujah,
thank you, Lord,
to bear your iniquities, to pour out His soul, hallelujah. And when once His soul is poured out, hallelujah, you are the vessel, amen, hallelujah, to receive, amen, that soul, amen, that spirit from God.
Thank you, Lord.
And when it's in you, when the demon spirits are in the body, in the soul of man, they cannot control that spirit. Same thing. When the Holy Ghost is in you, you cannot control that Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. It will lead you. It will guide you. Amen. He's there. Amen. He will never leave you. Many times we leave God. Israelites left God. Is that right? But God didn't leave Israel. Even one time. They grieved the Holy Ghost. They left Him. But God, amen, there was ever present water from the rock. Hallelujah. The rock was still there. Never left them. Hallelujah. No matter what you did, you backslide. You grieved the Holy Ghost. You committed mistakes and sin. But glory. God is still there waiting. Israelites, they said, Lord, we are dry now. We are thirsty. We are dying.
Amen.
You see that, brothers and sisters? Without the Holy Ghost in the church, you are dying.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
You can be like fundamentalists.
Yes.
Fundamentalists, Brother Branham said, hallelujah, in his message, just once more, they have the word. Hallelujah. They have the word, but no power. Fundamentalists, Pentecostals, they have power, but don't have the word. And Satan wants to keep you just the mechanics. Hallelujah. A lot of churches are like that. We have the word. We have the word. They can teach the word, but no power. Abraham said, mix them together. The power and the word, mix them together. And that is the bride of Jesus Christ. Woo, hallelujah. Do you love Him tonight? Amen. Oh, glory. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. He is here. Hallelujah. When the church is dry, hallelujah. In Horeb, they are so dry. Because Horeb means a dry place. A desert. You see, have you been in a desert? You'll see a cactus there. Because there's no water. That leaves the leaf. Hallelujah. Becomes a speaker. Hallelujah. A sticker. It used to be, amen, a soft leaf.
Yes.
A soft soul. Hallelujah. Because there is no Holy Ghost, it became a sticker. Hallelujah. No power. What it takes is Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That rain and teaching rain, former and latter rain, what is that? Teaching rain. What is that kind of teaching? Teaching on the Holy Ghost.
Blessed be your name, Father.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Now I want to speak tonight about God's masterpiece.
Amen.
And the subtitle is, hallelujah, God's monument.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise Him.
How many believes Jesus Christ is God's masterpiece?
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
You're worthy, Lord.
Amen. We all heard the message. Amen. Hallelujah. The prophet, he said, hallelujah. Michelangelo, he's a sculptor.
Yeah.
An artist.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And he's using a chisel.
Yes. Amen.
And a stone.
Yes. Amen.
Sometimes that's a, that hurts, eh?
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
When God is chiseling you.
Yes. Oh, yes.
God is partying with his, with the word of God, chiseling the,
yes,
the saints in,
amen,
his church.
Amen.
They say, ouch.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But it cuts,
yes,
impurities.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Deformities.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus. It's bringing out the perfect image. Amen. That was in the mind of Christ.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ is God's masterpiece.
Amen.
When Michelangelo was looking at that stone, a lot of people, they just kick the stone. Useless, worthless for them.
Amen.
But every time Michelangelo looking at that stone,
amen,
he can see the image,
yeah,
of an angel.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Every time he's looking at a stone, he, yeah, can see the image of Moses.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can see different things.
Amen.
And people, when they're looking at you, they can only see what you have done in the past.
Yeah.
When Satan is looking,
yeah,
at you, he cannot see. He will tell you, you are hopeless.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
God, when he's looking at you, glory,
yeah,
he can see his image in you.
Yes. Yes.
Woo, hallelujah.
Yes.
That's the God we serve.
Yes.
He's not looking at what you have done. He's looking at the design, glory, in your heart, what you wanted,
amen,
to be.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, when you are a masterpiece, hallelujah, it's, usually they put it on top of a foundation.
Amen.
Most of the time, 3 feet or 4 feet. Foundation.
Amen.
And then on top of the foundation, there they lay the masterpiece.
Amen.
And they cover it first.
Amen.
That's right.
And then there will be unveiling.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory, glory. Amen.
Amen. I'm getting so excited.
Amen.
Amen. Because we're going to come to the point. You are God's masterpiece.
Yes.
But let me talk some more things about it. Hallelujah. Amen. Now Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When a masterpiece is done, you'll never hide it.
Amen.
In a dark place.
Awesome.
In an alley somewhere.
Awesome.
Masterpiece, amen, should be in plain view.
Yes.
Put it in a bright light place.
Amen.
And unveil it. So people can look at it,
amen,
in a plain view.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So all the saints, hallelujah, if you are God's masterpiece, you are not hiding in the darkness.
Amen.
They can see Jesus Christ in you.
Amen.
At the school, at the place where you're working,
amen,
wherever you are,
amen,
they will see Christ,
amen,
living,
amen,
in a body. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Michelangelo, one time, when he finished with the statue of Moses, he said, I cannot believe this. It's exactly the same what was in my mind. And it looks so real to him. He almost lost his mind.
Yes. Amen.
He said, Moses, this is me.
Amen. Amen.
Woo!
Yes.
And that statue of Moses just looking at Michelangelo.
Yes. Amen.
Couldn't speak.
Yeah.
He said, Moses, please. But that's masterpiece, just looking at him.
Yeah.
You don't want to listen. You don't know how to listen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Pick up his hammer. and hit it. Speak. Smote it. And to a lot of people, they said, that's a flaw.
Yes.
But Brother Branham said, that made the statue a masterpiece. Amen. Glory! Amen. Same thing with Jesus Christ. Glory! Hallelujah! When Moses is on that rock, what happened? Hallelujah! Out of gushing water came out of it.
Amen.
Holy Ghost came out of that rock. Smote Christ at Calvary. Glory. What came out? Water again. The Holy Ghost. Woo, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Jesus Christ is God's masterpiece. Because when they're praying at the Mount Transfiguration, a voice from heaven, hallelujah, spoke to them, to the disciples. He said, this is my beloved son.
Amen.
In whom I am well pleased.
Amen.
Hear ye him.
Amen.
Because he really speak.
Amen.
And glory, hallelujah, in these last days, hallelujah, he spoke to you.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 10, a mighty angel came down from heaven.
Amen.
With a book in his hand.
Amen.
He opened his mouth.
Amen.
As a lion roareth.
Yes.
What's that? Yes. The King of Israel is here.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
And when a seal, when a king, hallelujah, seal the document, hallelujah, nobody can touch it.
Yes.
And the king is here, hallelujah. Hallelujah! Sealed! Sealed! Hallelujah! A document for you! A title deed! Glory! He sealed the title deed!
It says you are redeemed!
What Adam had lost in his time is here now! What is the title deed? Hallelujah! Your redemption! Your sins! Hallelujah! Hallelujah, just like a drop of ink, hallelujah, in the barrel of Clorox.
Amen.
It will just disappear.
Amen.
It will just disappear. Amen. Hallelujah. In the sight of God, you are perfect.
Amen. Glory to the Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do you like positive sermon all the time? I've been more than 20 years in the ministry. I never preach negative sermon.
Hallelujah.
Because this message is so positive.
Amen.
Do you believe the bride is perfect?
Amen.
She's perfect.
Amen.
It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He makes all things beautiful
in
his time. This is the time. He makes all things beautiful. The bread is so beautiful in the sight of Christ. That's why Christ, hallelujah, cannot stop looking at you. Following you all the time. He says, this is the second Eve. I'm not going to let the serpent, hallelujah, defile her again. Woo, hallelujah.
Praise your name, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Señor, praise your name. Praise your
name.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe God can do miracle tonight?
Amen.
He can raise the dead. Brother Branham said before the rapture, the bride, they are not just waiting for the rapture. They will do the same miracles, signs and wonders. They will raise the dead. It's a continuation of Christ here on earth. That's why if you don't see the power of God in the church, close that church. I always challenge the brothers in Petrolia. I said, if you don't see Christ moving in our midst, let's close this church. We're just wasting time. But if you see Christ moving, healing the people, changing lives, 90 spiritual gifts is moving in the church. Hallelujah. A lot of teachers in the message, they killed 90 spiritual gifts. And Brother Branham said, 90 spiritual gifts will keep the church clean. Woo!
Praise your name, Lord.
Tonight, God is able to reveal sin in this congregation. God is able.
Amen. Preach. Preach.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
And a lot of churches are defeated because there, hallelujah, there is no spiritual discernment. Hallelujah, people are coming. Hallelujah, Satan sending them filled with demon spirits. Hallelujah, and create confusion, sulfuric acid in the churches and defile the churches. But once the spiritual gifts is there, glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm a long-winded preacher, okay? Is that okay with you? Amen. But I'm trying to get everything in 1 hour. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Brother Branham said the masterpiece is always sitting, standing on a foundation. And I want to read quotations. Brother Branham said there is 4 foundations where the masterpiece of God is standing upon. 4 foundations. Glory to God.
Amen.
What are those foundations? What else? Grace. What else?
Perfection.
Glory to God. I want to read a quotation.
Glory to
God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love him tonight? Brother Branham said, hallelujah. And now Abraham was the foundation of faith.
Amen. Amen.
Let's say it had 4 foundations. The foundation of faith was Abraham.
Amen.
The foundation of love was Isaac.
Amen.
The foundation of grace was Jacob.
Yes.
God's grace to Jacob. Anyone knows that. But in Joseph was perfection. Listen carefully, brothers and sisters. The bride, she is standing upon perfection, on top of perfection. All these foundations, their lives have flaws. Is that right? Abraham lied. Abraham stepped out of the will of God.
Yes.
Jacob, amen, hallelujah, was a deceiver.
Yes.
Isaac, hallelujah, the foundation of love, did the same thing. He lied.
Yes.
There was flaw.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Perfection, Joseph.
Yes.
There is also flaw.
Yes.
He lied. Just a little scratch. But still, there's a flaw. And Brother Branham said, there's a little scratch. That means the bride, hallelujah.
Amen.
Perfect.
Amen.
No scratch.
Amen.
Glory! But you have to go through those, hallelujah, foundations.
Amen. What describes the Joseph's life? When his father came to meet Pharaoh, he said, "Oh, remember, in the king's chamber, he will meet you. Or behave yourself. Don't tell Pharaoh you are shepherds." Because shepherds are abomination in the sight of Egyptians. Amen. Tell Pharaoh you are taking care of cows and not shepherds. A little scratch. Man. How many are like that to you now? Just lying a little bit.
Come on.
Oh, hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, we are, hallelujah, beyond that condition. Let's talk about faith. First, faith. What is faith? Faith is revelation. 1 John 5:4, faith is your victory. You have overcome the world, even by, hallelujah, by your faith. So faith is your victory. You need faith today. Brother Branham said in his message, hallelujah, ever present water from the rock, he said, you know what? The church is full of power. And people, the church, when they come, when the people come to church and worshiping God, they are praying, Lord, give us power, give us power, give us power. Brother Branham said, that's wrong. Amen. Don't pray for the power. The power is already in you. Because who are you? You are the Pentecostals. Is that right?
I love to say that. I'm a Pentecostal.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Thank you for the amen, Brother Nelson.
Amen.
What is the former and latter rain? Yeah. Brother Branham said, this message is the former and latter rain.
Yeah.
In the time of restoration, this message is the former and latter rain.
Amen, amen.
And he said, I can hear, hallelujah, the combine coming.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. And we are in the time of harvest now, is that right?
Yes.
I preached one time on the message, hallelujah, the time of harvest. You know what? The farmers, there are times, hallelujah, they don't want no more rain. Because when the seed is matured and there's so much rain, what will happen? Those seed, amen, will be destroyed. They will sprout. And they will never get anything. There are times, hallelujah, everything looks dead and dry. But the grain. Glory. Because inside of that seed, there is revival. There is life. Hallelujah. Looks dry, but there is life. That's why we don't need any more teachings. Oh, I will teach you this. Return ministry. I will teach you this. Parousia. There's no more blood on the mercy seat. Isaiah 53 says, when he sent the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. What is he doing? Intercession. For your transgressions.
Amen.
So intercession is not over yet.
Amen.
Thank you, man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now faith. Let's go back to faith. It's your victory.
Thank you, Lord.
Faith. Hallelujah. It's your power.
Amen.
Glory.
Yes.
Abraham, he's full of faith.
Amen. Amen. And God said, you will have a son.
Amen.
He believes.
Amen. The worthy Lord.
Because hallelujah, he cannot control that the Spirit of Christ in him.
Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's what we need today. Faith.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Do you believe him?
Amen.
Faith is your victory.
Amen.
There is something inside of you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Do you remember when Brother Branham preached on that small lily?
Yeah.
Amen.
That seed?
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. That seed was down there in darkness, in the mud, in the stagnant water.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Everything is death there. Yeah. There is no life.
Praise your name. Praise your name, Lord.
But there is something inside of that seed to become an overcomer, to proclaim victory and liberty. God put a law inside of that seed to rise up into the surface, hallelujah, to lay on the direct sunlight. And it will be germinated, and it will grow, hallelujah. And what happens, brothers and sisters, that small seed down there in darkness came up, hallelujah, to the surface. He's an overcomer.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. After a few weeks, there's beautiful flowers. Yes. What is the life of an overcomer?
Amen.
Other creatures are feeding from that.
Amen.
Lily.
Yes.
You live for others. You are a blessing to other people. Victory. You receive it by faith.
Amen.
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 Oh, I love him tonight.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just like Jesus Christ, he gave us an example.
Amen.
Can you imagine that? Hallelujah. A life of an overcomer. If you are an overcomer, what kind of life you have?
Amen.
Your life is full of humility.
Amen.
God gave us an example.
Yes.
The very God of heaven.
Amen.
The very God of heaven. Hallelujah.
Praise your name. Praise your name.
Came down and washed the feet of the disciples.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
You see, the faith is your victory.
Thank you, Lord.
If you know who you are serving, whom you are serving, by faith,
Amen.
Nothing can shake you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you remember Elijah and Gehazi at Dothan one time?
Amen.
Gehazi said, because the Syrian army looking for Elijah.
Yes.
And they will kill him.
Yes.
They hated the prophet.
Yes. Amen.
Because he's prophesying.
Yes.
Leading the soldiers.
Amen.
Go.
Amen.
This is the timing. And one time they knew where they were. Elijah was with his disciple, with his servant. And they were, hallelujah, surrounded with Syrian army.
Amen.
And Gehazi, hallelujah, Gehazi looking on the south or north here, right? He opened up the window.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Amen.
Syrian army.
Yeah.
Look at the south, open the window. He said, oh my,
wrong.
Syrian army.
Amen.
On the east, open the window. Syrian army.
Amen.
West. Syrian army.
Amen.
And he ran to Elijah. He said, Elijah, we are living at the end time.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Said, this is the end time.
Amen.
But by faith,
Hallelujah.
The prophet didn't shake it a bit. He said, Gehazi, relax.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
said, what? We're living at the end time.
Amen. You're worthy, Lord.
This is the end of the days for us.
Of all the gifts, is that right? It suits nine spiritual.
discernment, it will expose me.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, big talk.
Hallelujah.
Come on now, preach, man.
Yeah. Glory. Yeah.
Si, Señor.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory a Dios.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's make it short.
Whew. Come on.
The Holy Ghost was so hot.
Yes. Correcto.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe the Holy Ghost so hot?
Amen.
When the pillar of fire is there, hallelujah, it's so hot, it's so warm. Because it's an oven. Where did the manna come from? During the time of Exodus, Brother Branham said, hallelujah, that manna in the morning came out of the pillar of fire.
Yeah. Wow. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes.
The supernatural oven in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And the pillar of fire is here. Bring the water.
Thank you, Jesus.
He didn't leave you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you comfortless. I will be with you, even in love, to the end of the age. Woo!
Glory to you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Where did Jesus come from? From the pillar of fire. What about the pillar of fire? Where's the pillar of fire? He's here tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Right.
There.
Yes.
Another foundation.
Yes.
Grace.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jacob represents the grace.
Yes. Amen.
You know Jacob? At one time he was soft,
man.
Smooth.
Yes.
No beard. No mustachios. No
mustachios. Si, señor.
No hair. But Esau was muscular. Jacob was always with his mom.
Amen.
He was sissified.
Amen.
He was always in the kitchen baking bread, baking cake, cooking food, washing the dishes.
Come on now.
Hey, brothers and sisters, you should wash your dishes at home.
Si, senor.
Si.
Amen.
You want the scripture for that? Second.
2 Kings 21:30.
I don't know if I'm mistaken on that. You know, a man, you know, wiping off the dishes. So who's wiping the dishes? The man in the time. So if you want to help your wives, wash the dishes.
Yeah.
A lot of legalists, they said, oh, I'm not supposed to wash the dishes. I'm the man of the house.
Come on now.
I told my wife, dear, sit down. I will do the dishes. She said, oh, you're so sweet. Yes. I fixed the dishwasher.
Come on, brother.
Amen. Glory to Jesus. Now Jacob, he was sissified. And he left home. He really wants that birthright.
Amen.
What is that birthright? The Holy Ghost again.
Amen. Amen.
The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because he knows in that birthright, amen, there is blessings.
Amen.
Overflowing
amen.
Blessings of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
So he deceived his brother. He left. And he was in the training. I want to be a shepherd. Shepherd in that time are not sissy. You have to be very strong
yeah.
to protect the sheep from the lions,
yeah.
from the bears,
yeah.
from the thieves.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And when he was strong, God cannot use him.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the problem with a lot of people today.
Yeah.
They think they're strong. They think they have everything. They think they can do everything. Amen. For Christ, you cannot do anything unless you have the Holy Ghost. And when you are strong, God cannot use you. But when you are weak, that's when God will pick you up.
And yes, Lord.
You.
Thank you.
Because he said, my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He left his father-in-law, going back to the promised land. He said, that's where God will bless me. In the promised land. That's the only place where God can bless me, in the promised land, in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
God cannot bless you in the world. God cannot bless you when you are in those bars, in those entertainments, in those Hollywood religions. God cannot bless you there. God can only bless you in the promised land, which is the Holy Ghost.
My God, my Father.
And he was going back with strength. Brother Esau heard he's coming back. Come on, 400 trained men. Let us destroy Jacob.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He was so strong, but when he heard those trained guys, his hallelujah, trained men, soldiers and fighters and destroyers, his brother hired, hallelujah, he got so scared. Now he said, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I'm a deceiver. Forgive me. Lord, help me. Give me strength. Give me power to face this danger.
Amen.
Give me strength.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God came down in the form of a theophany, in the form of an angel. And they wrestled.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jacob grabs him and throws him on the side there. The angel was high in the air and catches him. He jumps up there again and kicks it. Jacob. They wrestled overnight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That angel consumed all his strength.
Amen. Good, good. Hallelujah.
Jacob said, oh, there's no protein drink here. There's no energy here. There's no energy drink. Where can I get that energy now?
No power drink.
I'm getting so weak. There's Gatorade in my tent, but there's no time. When he became so weak, he said, I surrender. I'm not going to let you go unless you bless me. Bless me!
Hallelujah.
Bless me!
Hallelujah.
And the angel, his blessing, he made him weak. He grabbed that tie and heard it. And Brother Brandon said, it's rent. That very moment. And he was never the same from that time.
Wow.
From being a deceiver, he became a leaping prince.
Amen.
The angel said, I will call you Israel from now on. There's been a change.
Amen.
That's the evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
If you receive the Holy Ghost, you will never be the same.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
He was became a living prince. But when his brother saw his weakness and he can feel the presence of God in him, it changed the atmosphere.
Amen.
His brother ran to him. He was weeping and crying and received him. Hallelujah. And he received his blessing in the promised land. Grace. And if you're in those processes, there is flaw. There's mistakes. You backslide. You do things of the world. But once, receive perfection.
Hallelujah.
Then Joseph, perfection.
Hallelujah.
Just a little scratch. But there's more than that.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
What is it, brothers and sisters? The masterpiece.
Yes.
The bride.
Hallelujah.
On top of those characters. Because when God smote, hallelujah, Adam put him, hallelujah, to sleep, God brought out, amen, a part of him,
yes,
not another creation.
Amen.
Brother Brennan said, the thing that is already created inside of Adam.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now when God smote Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah, his purpose is to bring out something that was in him.
Amen.
What was that? Not a different creation.
No.
She is already created. Amen. And she is in Christ.
Amen.
And God will bring out that bride in these last days.
Yes.
Out of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And people will see the bride.
Amen.
Amen. It's God in human flesh again.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I want to read a quotation. It says in here, but let us not forget that in the beginning, when he smote the side of Adam, he took something from his side. Now the smiting of Christ was for a cause, that he might take from him one to be his family, the bride. He might take him, amen, a bride. Hallelujah. So when his masterpiece was perfected, then he had to smite it to take from him. Not another piece, not another creation, but of the same creation. My brother, don't think but in this, but think a minute. If he took from him the original creation to make the bride for him, he's never made another creation. He took a part of the original creation. Then if he was the Word, what must the bride be? If he was the Word, what must the bride be? It's got to be the original Word. Living God in the Word. Let's all stand. Let's worship the Lord. Part two tomorrow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship Him. Glory. Jesus Christ, He's in. If you need the Holy Ghost tonight, just come. If you are sick, come. If you are sick, come.
Thank you. want to tell you, the Holy Ghost is here. I feel the presence of the Lord here right now. Amen. The Holy Ghost is here. Hallelujah. Whatever you have need of, the preacher will pray for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Keep in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Keep your eyes closed and worship God. Amen. Hallelujah. He is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more time. He is here. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's here, saints. The Holy Ghost is in this place right now. Hallelujah. Amen. You young people. Amen. Get yourself right with God. Amen. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, yeah. Jesus. He is. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Will ever be the same. Let's worship the Lord right now. Let's give Him praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord for the message tonight. The great masterpiece. I'm going to tell you something now that will bless you from what the preacher said tonight. You know, last Monday night I went to pray for sick cancer case, Brother Edison. And I had in mind to read the scripture where when the waters were troubled. But for some reason when I got there, I read Isaiah 53. And before I can even read, the wife of this brother, they're not together, but the wife, she's believing God for him to be saved. And she said, just a minute. She opened her Bible. She said, for 20 years, I put my husband's name in Isaiah 53. That God will save him. Hallelujah. Amen. And also to confirm again, that's why when you're reading the scripture, the people were shouting. Because Wednesday night, that's what I read and preach on. Hallelujah. Wednesday night, that's what I read. That's why they were, you must say, why is people shouting am I reading the scripture? That is what I preach on Wednesday night, Isaiah 53. So we know it had to be God. We know it had to be God tonight. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. I don't care how much you doubt, brother and sister. Amen. Hallelujah. God don't deal with doubters. He deals with believers. So that is a confirmation when he read that scripture. I don't know if you heard the saints them shouting, those who were here on Wednesday night. They were shouting when he was reading Isaiah 53. Why did you read that? Just a confirmation. Amen. And we believe in that. I believe that God has healed that man from cancer. The doctors give him up. Hallelujah. I like everything you said, brother. Everything. Hallelujah. Everything you said I love. I get so excited. Now forgive me. I can't help. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. I might look crazy, but I cannot stay silent when I hear a word like this. I want to tell you young people tonight, amen. You young people, hallelujah. Many of you grew up in a Christian home. But many of you don't even know Jesus Christ. You need to have an experience yourself with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Many of the young people, I watch them. They grow up in church and can play music, everything. But they don't have a personal experience with Jesus Christ. Young people, you better pray that God give you that. Because you'll just be there in the church. Amen. You need to say, Lord God, I need an experience. I need what my parents have. Hallelujah. You need to do that. I was in Africa and I asked a young fellow, when did you give your life to the Lord? His father got to answer him. I went to Brazil. I asked a young fellow, when did you give your life? He said, I grew up in this. I'm born in this. The same thing I did in Mexico when I was there. I asked a young fellow, when did you give? He said, I born into this thing. You don't born into this, hallelujah. You have to have an experience, brother and sister. Thank God for the preacher. Man, I love you, brother Edison. Man, you got to come again before I go. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I like this kind of preaching. I like the old time preaching, brother and sister. Amen. Holy Ghost preaching. Amen. My life. People said, oh, you got to preach deep. What is deeper than what he preached here tonight? What is deeper than the Holy Ghost? I like what he said, when the Holy Ghost comes in, it changes your life. It makes a difference. And you know, Brother Edison, I had a quote here, I didn't read it. Brother Bannon was saying, amen, he was saying here. He said, amen. Now the Spirit, amen. No, he says here, the Word does not quicken. It's not the Word that quickens. It's the Spirit that quickens. I got it right here. Hallelujah. I didn't read it. Amen. Hallelujah. The Word does not quicken. That's what the prophet said. The Spirit is what quickens. And I got quotes here. Maybe tomorrow I'll read it. Hallelujah. Where the prophet of God said, you got to have the same experience that they had. One minister said, look at Sister Shepherd. I said, Minister, Sister Shepherd is not the Bible. Amen. Sister Shepherd experience is not the Bible. Amen. Amen. We go by what the Bible says. Yes. And everybody got to have that experience. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The prophet, I like what he, when he says Pentecost, I shouted because a man said, I am Pentecost from my head down to my foot. Well, if Pentecost is wrong, brother, I am Pentecostal. The prophet said that. And people tell you all kind of stuff. They're not Pentecostal. Well, amen. I am Pentecostal. Hallelujah. I have it in my soul, my head, my hands. Brother and sister, I like what he said. When the Holy Ghost comes to you, just forgive. You don't go in the past all the time. The past. The Holy Ghost covers all of that. Forgives you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we thank God. Let's give the Lord a big hand clap for tonight. I think you can do better than that. This is better than a hockey game. This is better than a baseball game. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. God just spoke. I say God just spoke. Hallelujah. Young people, my advice to you. It says, Lord, I want to have a real experience with you. Amen. I find that I'm, you know, coming to church, but I don't have an experience. I don't have a joy inside of me. You pray and ask God, and God will give it to you. I had it at 16 years old. Amen. 16 years old, I started preaching. 16 years old, I had an experience. Not 16, I had an experience. I had an experience after that, but I remember what happened. Hallelujah. When the power of God came upon me and I was on the floor, the power of God said, on the floor, I found what I wanted. I poured a great price. He said on the floor. I'm not saying every time you got to be on the floor. Somebody talk about Brother George Smith. I'm going to close out because the preacher already preached. And so I asked Brother George Smith. I said, what did happen? A couple of things. Oh, nothing happened. He said a light came. He saw a light came and came straight inside of him. People say nothing happened. He said, I asked him because when I hear these things, I ask. He said a light came and went straight inside of him. Something must happen. Amen. When Jesus received the Holy Ghost, something happened. Amen. The Spirit came down like a dove. And you tell me you got the Holy Ghost and nothing happened? You were able to look back at it. Amen. Amen. Get yourself serious with God. Amen. Don't play games. Don't you ever play games, young people, with God. Don't play games with God. Don't play games with God. Be serious with Him. Hallelujah. Because you're going to pay for it later.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You're going to pay for it later. Bible said, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel it. Let's give the Lord praise right now. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Oh, Father God, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Holy Ghost is here. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. The preacher just went down and prayed for Sister Glory. Amen. God bless you, Sister Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Her husband lost his job. He was praying. She said, since he come back from Guyana, he's going back to his regular job. I like what he said. If you don't see the power of God moving, close down the church. You hear what I said? If you don't see the power of God moving amongst you, close the church down. Amen. So we're going to close. All right, Brother Thaddeus, would you come and dismiss us in a word of prayer? Amen, Brother Thaddeus. Amen. God bless his dear heart. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's bow our head and close right. Tomorrow, amen. I appreciate, you know, I feel that when believers sacrifice to come to service, that I believe that I ought to do the same thing, and I love fellowship. I love it. Amen. And so we appreciate all those who sacrifice to be here. Amen. And sacrifice. Hallelujah. Glory be to God to come and fellowship with us. And I know you are blessed tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's bow our head, Brother Thaddeus. Would you close us in prayer?
Oh, Heavenly Father, we felt you today, Lord. Lord, it's a wonderful day for us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the whole preaching, Lord. The Holy Spirit preached us, Lord. Thank you for the day. And I pray, Lord, that you bless everyone here. And we ask everything in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's got a Bible named Thaddeus. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord another hand clap. Amen. 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 So we thank the Lord for using his servant tonight. First time I heard him preach, and he can preach to me all the time. Once he mentioned Holy Ghost, that's enough for me. That's all I want to hear, Holy Ghost. Amen. That's all I want to hear. You can go all in the deep things and tell me what made the chair, what color the chair is, and how the steel made, and I do nothing. I need the Holy Ghost. So, Sister Nelson and the saints, they prepared a little snack or something for you. Amen. So you can just partake of it with the visitors, able to start first. Amen. And then the rest by God's grace. So if you're going to be here tomorrow, we praise the Lord. Many people could not make, maybe because they work and all kind of stuff, but we appreciate all those who sacrifice and come out, the musicians. We thank you. Amen. Joseph, Ben, your father makes me up tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, your father makes me up tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Ben. Amen. Brother Abraham. Brother Petru. Amen. Petru. We thank you. Amen. Hallelujah for playing the music. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for everyone here. Amen. If you have something against me, please let me know before you go. Amen. Just know I mean it. Don't go talking things about, come and tell me, and I will make it right. Because I make up my mind to go to heaven.
Hallelujah.
I make up my mind to go to heaven. And if it's to apologize to you, I will do it. Amen. Hallelujah, because I want to make it in. What do you say? You wear your long dress, you wear your long hair, you don't cut your hair and all these things, and then eventually say, I don't even know you? Make it right now. God bless you real good. Amen. Let's sing When the Saints Go Marching In, and the ushers will come. Hallelujah. Ooh, when the saints go marching in, you can be seated. Oh, when the saints.